Welcome to the 73 Dream Studios Variety Show. Hello, everyone. It's me, Ray. And today, we're going to have a gaming gab. We're going to be talking about a game, a single-player roguelike third-person shooter psychological horror game called Returnal. Released April 30th, 2021, currently available on PlayStation 5, developed by Housemark, and published by Sony Interactive Entertainment. We're going to be covering Returnal, its gameplay, its story, and its grievous, unforgivable gaming sin. After that, we're going to be taking some time to look at the games that we are most looking forward to in the holiday season of 2021. All right, guys, Returnal was a very challenging game. So much so that I was actually only able to defeat the first boss out of, I believe it's five? Yeah, I think it's five. Before I had to tap out and look to friends and the online community to help me fill in the blanks. In this game, you play as Selene, a female astronaut who seemingly crash lands on an unknown planet. After arriving and attempting to fight off creatures, Selene will eventually die and realize she is stuck in a time loop after experiencing her crash over again. During these returnal points, that's just what I call them, Selene will also experience visions, rapidly and seemingly random, such as woods, tentacles, and many other things, etc. The further into the planet she goes, the more she learns, such as discovering her own dead bodies and audio recordings. Gameplay-wise, Selene is capable of picking up enemy weaponry, which is highly recommended as they are usually more powerful than the handgun you start out with. My favorite weapon, at some point you actually get what amounts to a lightsaber. The combat, despite the challenge, is fun as you learn the patterns of the enemies. You also collect currency and find tools that can resurrect you without resetting the time loop. There is a bit of lore to the world, as you'll eventually learn it's called Atropos, and the big bosses you fight, one for each map, have all had a hand in the world's downfall. With the first boss, Thrike, seemingly a cult leader of immense power that leads a civil war amongst the original inhabitants. His battle was so intense, I found myself in fear as I realized he had three full health bars for me to fight through. The notion of three health bars, that is something that continues throughout to all the bosses I had discovered in my conversations with the gaming community. The only way I barely made it through was by using currency to craft a figurine of an astronaut. With the phrase, "He'll never let you go upon death," the astronaut brought me back to life within the same battle, giving me just enough of an edge to pull out the victory. Speaking of the astronaut, it appears that the astronaut is the centerpiece of this story. Selene will eventually come upon her childhood home on this planet Atropos, very random, first entering it after finding the key and re-entering after every boss battle. You discover a very scary atmosphere with the threat of this mysterious astronaut figure around every corner. It is also here where we learn the most about Selene. Inside of his haunted house, upon hearing from the many analysts and my friends, there are multiple reoccurrings happening. From the time, radio frequencies, and a stuffed octopus, this all started stinking of something that I did not like. This is it, guys. This is the hard spoiler warning. I'm about to give away the ending, or at least an interpretation of it. So, spoiler warning right now. You ready? Okay. This epic, difficult, hair-tearing adventure never happened. This is all a part of Selene coming to terms with the death of her son, as depicted in the final cutscene. In this final cutscene, we see Selene driving a car with her son in the back seat. The time is the same time that's featured during the haunted house sections, and her son is holding a stuffed octopus. Seeing a figure, an astronaut, in the road, Selene swerves, crashes into a lake, and, depending on the ending, that's right, there's a couple endings here, more on that in a minute, is either pulled to the depths below or manages to resurface, crying out what we believe is her son's name, as well as the name of the ship she crashes in, Helios. There's a lot more to this that I could go into. Honestly, my research was just a rabbit hole of theories and Easter eggs and hours-long gameplay loops. Upon picking this game up, I was intrigued by the gameplay elements, and even how they used the technology of the PlayStation 5 and its DualSense controller. The shock and awe I felt when I felt the resistance of the adaptive triggers and how they were used to differentiate between the guns' primary and secondary fire. Technically, it's a wonderful game, and if you enjoy a great challenge, you'll appreciate the level of difficulty as well as the gunplay. But story goes a long way with me. I have done an episode on 12 Minutes. You can check that on the archives, www.73dreamstudiosvarietyshow.wordpress.com. 12 Minutes is a never game dealing in time loops, and it's also a game that is widely accepted as having a plot that never happened. I was able to excuse their grievance because it was a short game with an intriguing plot thread. Returnal leans heavily into the gameplay and the niche audience of hardcore Doom-like players. Its plot will take hours of intense hard work, and the end reward is that none of the three acts worth of work you put in actually mattered. This happens after the game teasing an ending twice. That's right, you get two fake-out endings before you actually get this ending, which somehow posits the idea that a woman, in the midst of a car crash, somehow hallucinated all of this because of how guilty she is that her son died. Oh, and that astronaut we mentioned earlier? It was Celine as well, as revealed in the secret third act ending. This being interpreted as Celine blaming herself for her son's death. It's no wonder the more popular theory is that all of this is just some possible futures and paradoxes coming from multiple Celines entering the same timeline. While I may not have liked it, mine is just one opinion. Many critics praise the game. For example, IGN's Mitchell Saltzman gave the game an 8, citing, "It makes Celine an interesting protagonist who is in this weird, repeating but different scenario along with us." There were some other reviews that gave it 9, 9.5, 4 out of 5 stars. I would not put this anywhere up there in that elite echelon. This game, while enjoyable in small bursts, is not worth $70 in my opinion. You heard me right. I paid the full $69.99 for this game. If you guys think that the challenge is the reward for you, then wait for a holiday sale or the physical copy to go on clearance at your local retail store. The only thing this game had going for it was uniqueness. But with a never current-gen time loop shooter out, death loop, that advantage is gone. Speaking of holidays, let's have a talk about the games we're most excited for this holiday season. But first, a word from our sponsor. Alright guys, I'm back, and now we are going to talk about the games we are most looking forward to for the holiday season of 2021. That's right, I did say we. Let's hear a few words from an old friend.
Hello, ladies, gents, and everyone else in between. It's your girl, Sicily, and I am back to bless you guys with my thoughts. That is all. So I'm going to be talking about some games that I am hype for. First one is going to be In Sound Mind. And don't ask me who the creator is. Don't ask me about any of those kinds of details because I cannot give you the answer. Just search it up yourself if you really want to know that information. All I really know is some basic stuff based off the trailer that I watched. It seems to be a psychological horror, which is right down my alley. And it seems like a lot of story was put into this game. So that is one that I'm really excited for. The second game that I'm going to be discussing has already been released, but since I haven't played it, I'm still excited to play it. So it's Life is Strange 3 True Colors. I really love the Life is Strange franchise, and yeah, I'm excited to get my hands on it eventually. And the third game, which will be released by the end of this month, is House of Ashes, and it's one of the Dark Pictures Anthology games. Wow, that was so hard for me to get out. But it's one of their anthology games, and I've played every one up until this new upcoming release, and I'm hype to play it, and you might just see me play it on my channel, which I will be talking about at the end of my segment. And lastly, I think it is crucial that I mention how hype I am for Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Now, I don't think the release date has been made official, but a lot of people have been theorizing that it could come out at the end of this year, if we're lucky, but most likely it'll be coming out at the beginning of next year or sometime around next year. So yeah, since you've made it this far, I think it's appropriate for me to say that there is a new video on my YouTube channel, Gaming Experience. It just came out yesterday, and do with that what you will. Yeah, I really appreciate any support I can get on my YouTube channel, and if you guys really do miss me, I'm not that far away. So yeah, thanks for joining in on my thoughts.
Let's take a moment to unwrap all of that. In Sound Mind is indeed a psychological horror game. In this game, there are multiple sections you'll have to play through, each one taking on a different challenge based off the psychoses of the main characters as patients. But will you be able to retain your own sanity in the meantime? I'll touch on Life is Strange True Colors a bit more in 2 weeks during my next Mystery Motel as we help Alex Chen, a young empath, solve the mystery behind her brother's death. And as for the Dark Pictures Anthology, Little Hope started our show and House of Ashes will end the season. Our last episode of season 1, coming in the end of November, will see me and maybe a guest star or two if things work out discussing our playthrough of this awesome horror game. And who knows? Maybe Cicely will let me play with her on her Gaming Experience channel. And then we have Five Nights at Freddy's Security Breach. Quite different from other FNAF games, instead of being stationary and defenseless, you are able to run away in fear because you are defenseless. With possibly the ability to track the movements of Freddy and friends, I think I caught a glimpse of that during some of the gameplay trailers, one has to wonder just how much influence a certain glitch trap has over our protagonist. Here's hoping we don't have long to find out. Now for my favorite games coming soon, we've got a certain Pokemon game remake coming in November. Relive your journey in the Sinnoh region alongside either Turtwig, Piplup, or my personal favorite of the three, Chimchar, as you fight 8 gym leaders, the Sinnoh Elite, legendary Pokemon that are basically gods, and of course catch every single Pokemon in the game, with a few Poffins thrown in for good measure, of course. While my wrestling and zombie games may have been delayed to 2022, I still have space-faring shooting and dinosaurs to look forward to. Coming at the end of this month, I'll be playing as Star-Lord in Square Enix's Guardians of the Galaxy. I've always been a fan of when games give players the ability to make choices that can impact the narrative, and I'm still deciding whether I want these guys to be the lovable heroes, the ruthless mercs, or a little bit of both, as we often see in their cinematic depictions. Then we have Jurassic World Evolution 2. Not fit to just be a display of prehistoric might, you now have the option to run a theme park instead, with the option to run either Jurassic World or Jurassic Park. With dozens of different dinosaur species to choose from, I'm hoping I can do a better job than the dudes running things in the movies. Or at least better than I am with drafting my fantasy NBA team. And while due to technical difficulties, JP wasn't able to send in his message nor communicate with me, thanks, Francis. I can only imagine our man is looking forward to big games like Battlefield 2042 and Halo Infinite. Both are major multiplayer games ready to cash in on the latest trends and steal away some of the audience that's been flocking to Fortnite due to its constant updates. Will these games put up a strong showing? While I personally haven't been seeing much out of Halo, being primarily a PlayStation man, Battlefield offers the enticing package despite my aversion to multiplayer. Destructible environments, multiple different playstyles, custom loadouts, vehicular combat, and did I mention destructible environments? The sight of a giant building crumbling to the ground, as well as blowing the side of a wall out to get to our opponents, was almost enough to make me slap my bills on the counter and say, "Shut up and take my money." All of these games discussed today are rated from E for everyone to M for mature. Mostly mature. Let us know what you guys are most excited for. There you are. Oh my goodness. This is absolutely fun, guys. I'm looking forward to it. Also, with Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm a little sad that you can only play as Star-Lord. That was a bit of a disappointment, but I'm still looking forward to playing as him helping to lead the team of him. I know Drax the Destroyer, Groot, Rocket, and Gamora are in there. I'm curious. I know that there is going to be cameo appearances from Cosmo the Space Dog. Mantis. I'm actually really happy Mantis is in there. And I heard rumor that Howard the Duck might also be making an appearance. I wonder if we're going to be able to unlock, like, other playable characters similar to Square Enix's other game, Marvel's The Avengers. I actually think I might have misspoken when I said Guardians of the Galaxy was Square Enix. Let me fact check myself real quick. Guardians game. While I'm on that, like, what do you guys think is one of your, like, personal favorites when it comes to Guardians of the Galaxy? Mantis is one of my favorites. I remember when Iron Man, very briefly, was a Guardian of the Galaxy. There was also Agent Venom. You can't forget about Agent Venom. That was when it was Flash Thompson. Guardians of the Galaxy video game. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, it's published by Square Enix, but it's developed by Eidos Montreal. Okay, that makes complete sense. Yep, so it does look like you're primarily going to be dealing with those five characters, but I doubt Iron Man's going to be in there. They got him slated for Marvel Midnight Suns. Otherwise, though, this looks like it's going to be an awesome game. Jurassic World Evolution 2, I'm looking forward to. I checked out gameplay of the original game, where you get to manage different things. It looked pretty generic, so I didn't play it myself, but I'm seeing the updates for Jurassic World Evolution 2. So there's a lot to look forward to there. I'm super excited, guys. Oh, well. I'm going to play you the game over soundbite, and then I'm going to give you guys the outro to tease you with what we're going to be doing on 73 Dream Studios Variety Show next week. All right, guys. I hope you guys enjoy looking forward to all of those games as much as we are. In the meantime, I'm still basking in the glow of my ring announcing duties. I'm making big plays professionally. Let's just hope your boy isn't going to be a clerk for the rest of his life. But let's be real. When I'm behind a microphone, life isn't all that bad. I love talking games with you guys, but next week, we're going right back into the Grappleverse. No? You don't think I could trademark that? No? Yeah, you're right. Shared universes are being overdone. We got quite the week lined up. The aftermath of the WWE draft. MLW is on Vice TV. AEW is outselling WWE in ticket sales. Dana White signing contenders every week, and I'm being put to sleep by Fight Night main events. Don't forget to check out our socials. We got 73 Dream Studios on Facebook and Instagram. Check out our website, www.73dreamstudiosvarietyshow.com/wordpress.com. Check out Clark Dion's socials. You got me on Facebook. You got me at Clark Dion on Twitter, and you got me at Clark Dion number 3. On Instagram. And if you want more Sicily, check out Gaming Experience on YouTube. If you guys want to be featured in an episode similar to Sicily, we did not actually have her in-house. She actually is all the way up in her college dorm, and she was able to send that in using the message feature that you can find on our anchor.fm.73dreamstudiosvarietyshow webpage. So you can send your messages there. You can also give us some support. Give us like 99 cents. $4.99, $9.99. You guys can become a subscriber. I guess that's the word. They use it on Twitch, even though you're not really subscribing. But you guys can become a supporter. But no matter what, much love to all of you. Have fun and enjoy your day.